I think, do we need a 5-minute break before we start the business meeting? We don't have very much time. Can people just keep going?
Dave.
Yeah?
I put a question off with it. We have a, I know we're going to the Smithsonian. So, somebody put a fly on a table here. Oh, did you discuss that already?
Yeah, what I'd like to do, if it's possible, is get through our agenda setting, and then we'll have the announcement relevant to that flyer before we go. Before we actually, so I guess at this point we're going to convene the formal business meeting. And if I don't know if our note taker or the secretary is going to call roll. Mary, why don't you call the roll, please?
All right. Sandra Rawline.
I want to turn on.
Sarv Randhawa.
Yeah.
Bonnie Hicks. Okay. Michael Woodson. Laverne Williams.
Present.
Don White.
Here.
Wendy Schrupp.
Here.
Thomas Ruffin. Rob Robinson.
Here.
Rip Robbins.
Present.
Ray LaForest.
Present.
Chandra Halpman.
Here.
A.C. Bird.
Here.
Lisa Davis.
Here.
Linda Brezant.
Did you say Linda?
I'm sorry.
Linda. Oh,
I said,
here.
I'm sorry. I didn't
here.
Mean to say Linda. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. Didn't want you to change your name. Evelyn Bethune.
Present.
Mary Bird. Present. Dave Adelson.
Here.
Ambrose Lane.
Here.
Bob Lederer.
Here.
Okay. I think that's everybody.
Okay. Before we start,
call my name.
Wait, I didn't call your name, Bertold Run.
Okay. Before
we here. The two people that are absent. Yes, Lori Taguma is absent, and Margaret Prescott is absent.
Okay. Before we move to the approval of the agenda, I'd just like to note that we've had another loss in the Pacifica family, Rabia Rayford. And I don't know whether one of the, her colleagues from Washington, D.C. would like to say a word or two in memoriam.
Is Jabari here? I thought I heard.
Yes, he is.
Jabari, would you want to come up and say something about...
Well, Karabia Rabia Rayford, who... was she was actually a classmate of mine. We went to school together. I was 2 months older than she was. We were 55 babies. And she died Monday of breast cancer. And the funeral and the wake and the burial were today. I just came from the funeral this morning and afternoon. And if you knew Rabia, you knew Rabia. So she's still here. And a lot of people came to the church. A lot of people came to the ceremonies. There's going to be another gathering tonight, and there's something tomorrow, too. So she was a part of Pacifica. She did. She was a part of D.C. Radio Co-op. She was a part of the some of the committees for the LAB during the takeover period. So... I don't know much more you can. I have actually, if people want to see, I have the program for the from the church today. If people want to see that, I have that.
Okay, thanks. Maybe we could just have a moment of silence in memoriam. Thank you. Okay, so the first item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. Is there a motion to accept the proposed agenda? Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, before I accept amendments, I just want to point out that to my knowledge, no committee has sent in action items for us to act on. If I'm wrong about that, I checked with our secretary. She's not aware of it either. So if we do not have committee action items, we have the time from 1 to 2:30 p.m. Available tomorrow. We heard that we want to act on the turning the archives committee into a task force, so we may need some time for that. We also have some items that in executive session that may take longer than expected, so that block of time is available. If anyone would like to make a suggestion as to how we would use that time on the agenda, now would be a good time to do that. I asked that the first thing this morning because I have no idea. We can find out. But then I'll just propose it. I'd like to propose that we consider a meeting in executive session from 1 to 2:15 p.m. tomorrow and then leave 15 additional minutes for the archives committee issue. Is there... Yes? Bertolt, did you ask to speak?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think...
Could you speak on the mic, please?
I think we should leave. I know that no one submitted any action items, but I think maybe we should leave this open until tomorrow morning. And at that time, we can decide whether or not, by that time, if any action item have been submitted by committees.
No, I object. I wrote to the board and explained clearly the committees had to have their items to the board in advance of the meeting. If we are going to consider something committees have gone through the work to deliberate on, they have the responsibility to getting it to us in writing in advance of the meeting. So while you can make that amendment, I would not be in favor of it.
Is that a motion, Dave?
Hang on, I'm going to recognize Mike and then Chandra.
Yeah, just to, this may have already been dealt with, but I believe you have the National Election Supervisor here, and I don't see him on the current agenda. And I understand that there was some discussion about giving him a small amount of time, perhaps as part of the staff reports, but you might factor that in.
We could do that. Yes, Michael?
I'd be in favor of Berthold's comment, I think, because the technology committee has a motion. We passed it. It's legitimate, you know, their quorum. And it's not controversial. And I just want to have, I suppose, in a report, I could give it to the board. I don't know what to do with it in short, and I couldn't get it until today because I just listened to it. I didn't have it until just now.
Okay, well, it's up to the will of the body. I'll take it as an amendment to the suggestion which I made and I think Ambrose seconded that we meet in executive session, that we have, let's say, half an hour for committee items, including the archives and the technology committee. Is there any objection to taking that as an amendment?
Another comment, please.
Yeah, go ahead.
I would like to include affiliate task force. We don't have a specific motion on the table, but there are matters that a matter that I'd like to address to the board.
Are you asking that there be more than a half hour for this item?
I just want to be included in that list.
Okay. Is it LaVarne?
A point of order. I believe Bertolt had, I'm not sure if your request was a motion, and you had summarily dismissed it, but I think that it's on the table. So, and I did hear a comment from Michael Woodson asking to support that. So have we resolved that, or was that just
dismissed? What's the
motion? Bertolt had asked that you leave it open so that committees who did have motions, that they could bring those forward tomorrow.
Okay, so you want to treat that as a substitute motion? There's a motion to substitute that we leave the actually that would just be a no vote on the existing motion, but okay, let's take it as a substitute that the 1 to 2:30 be left open for action items from committees. Is there any debate
I'm still
on that?
I think that Bertolt's point was made before your point, so I don't know in terms of how we're going to address these. So I thought yours was before. Okay. All right then. Sorry. Okay.
Is there any further discussion on this, or should we vote?
Did anyone second that motion?
Yes, we'll take Michael's comment of support as a second.
Just one more comment.
Greg?
One more comment. You know, although you don't have a written report, for example, of the Democracy Now! Task Force, you do have a report, which will be an oral report, which is actually included a little bit in my director's report, but you probably should deal with it tomorrow.
Chandra?
The Personnel Committee has a report that Lydia just ran upstairs to get, not to present now, but there are two motions, so the motions I would assume would be considered action items.
That's exactly what action items are. Any further debate? Okay, seeing none. Mary?
I really did support the chair's initial thing that these reports and actions should be in beforehand rather than loading them all in at the last minute, and I'm in support of that. It's very difficult when we do this at the last. People don't have the copy, they haven't read it, and so on, and then we have motions that result that have not been considered by people beforehand.
Bertolt?
Yeah. I must say that, you know, I understand where Dave is coming from, and I see that, and then we should move towards doing that. But, you know, the Personnel Committee has important things to bring up, and there are a few other things that have to be brought up. You see, my suggestion was, you know, right now we're all on notice. Everyone should tonight try to get their things together to pass to the board so that they can be aware of those action items by tomorrow when we discuss them. Now, my gun for leaving the action item open is that, you know, now, so we have things that we could deal with and then move on, and we're not going to move on them because of technicality. And it's not just technicality, and I'm not making fun of that. It's because also we didn't get our act together to do what you suggested. But, you know, just to be practical, let's just this time move on.
I'd like to yield the chair and speak to the issue. Now? Yeah. You know, we've talked about the fact that we have to have a limited set of things and we can't address every issue. And I think the purpose of business meetings is to conduct business. We've had an open discussion session today on programming. We're going to have another one tomorrow on the licensing and distribution. I understand the desire of committees to bring forward stuff, but I feel very strongly that, you know, we have to hold ourselves to a standard in you know, notifying each other of stuff that's going to come to us. And the committee time is the time to have discussions, and I think the business meeting is the time to act on decisions. So we have some issues in executive session that are very important for us to deal with face-to-face and deal with in the very near term. So I think we should have at least an hour of that time in executive session to add to our weekend's deliberations. So I feel very strongly that a half an hour for what things people would like to bring before the body would be adequate.
Anyone else want to speak on this motion? Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, I just want to echo Dave and ask every member to think carefully about of all the items that you might view as important and worthy of discussion, which ones are either so time-sensitive that to delay it till the May teleconference would cause a serious problem, or, and on the other side of the ledger, which items are the kind of thing that you really need to have a face-to-face interchange that you just can't quite have that quality on the phone, and so for both of those reasons, I think Dave's approach makes the most sense.
Anyone else? Go ahead.
I just wanted to be clarifying.
To the mic.
Oh. So what we are debating now is whether to allot the whole time for that or half an hour for the act. So what that half.
My understanding was that the two alternatives is A, leave the time open as it is now for items from committees. The alternative is half an hour for items from committees and an hour from 1 to 2 in executive session.
Well, I was just going to say this, if I may. I mean, since it seems like maybe a couple of more committees might want to say something, maybe split the time 45 minutes and 45 minutes.
I'll second that as a substitute.
Did I make a motion? Yeah.
Okay, that's Lisa's motion split into half.
Did Ambrose second that motion?
Second that as a substitute.
Ambrose second that. All right. Anybody want to speak on that? Go ahead, Berto.
We talked about evaluations of staff, executive directors, CFOs, and so forth. And we talked about the process of evaluation and start thinking and brainstorming on this thing. I think this body should really think carefully about how much time should we put into discussing how we're going to work with the process of evaluation of the CFO to make it a very decent process, since we have already, talked about this, issues like that before.
All right. Anyone else on this? Go ahead, Mary.
Yeah, I actually do support the version which has the executive session for an hour and other things for half an hour. I really think the opportunity to have face-to-face meeting on this is important, not have to do it on the phone.
Okay. Anyone else? Go ahead.
Yeah, I would just say that I understand the reason that we provide motions to the body so that we don't need to try to create the deliberation on the spot. But I also think that if there's good information that needs to come to the full board from these committees, as it's on the agenda and as probably some of us plan for, that we should allow spokespeople from these committees to bring any information in that. And we don't need, if we don't take all the time, then we won't. But that we should give an opportunity, because otherwise then we have the other flip side of that coin where we say that we never get to hear what's happening out of these committees.
All right, that's it.
For the sake of time, I will withdraw my motion.
What's that?
I said for the sake of time, I will withdraw the...
There's a second on the motion.
Sure is.
And I can't withdraw it. Okay, sorry.
Is this all right with the body if the motion is motion withdrawn? Any objection to that?
Yes, there's a second. There's a second one.
All right.
There was a second.
All right, so that's withdrawn then. The motion. Go ahead, Dave.
As to Rip's point, it was not my decision, but the decision of this board that we would have action items from committees and written reports for any information the committees wanted to bring forward. That's what we decided as a body. Now, I'm not going to hold on procedure and demand a two-thirds vote to overturn it, because if people want to do this, we should do this. But, again, I think we should be respecting the form of the business meeting, and that's my feeling.
All right, so the motion... just a minute, wait. I can't. So the motion before us then is the motion withdrawn, Lisa's motion withdrawn with the consent of the body, and the next motion.
No.
Second.
Were you second?
Yes.
But then I asked if.
Yeah, he asked.
I asked if the body.
And no one said.
Oh, you said no.
He did.
Not to withdraw.
Objected.
Okay, then we'll take a vote.
I didn't hear that.
Okay, except for Ambrose, is there anybody who objects to withdrawing this motion? Okay, take a vote, Mary, then.
Okay.
Point of order. The note taker is unclear on the motion currently before us. Could it be read?
Go ahead, Mary, read.
The motion, well, we're voting on whether to withdraw Lisa's motion.
No.
We're voting on the motion.
Well, we have to vote on that, do we not?
No.
Right.
Point of order.
What we're going to do? Wait a second. Hold it.
Correct.
Do we not have to vote on that? It was not passed without exception.
Point of order.
It is not withdrawn because there was
the motion is not withdrawn.
Therefore, we vote on that substitute.
Motion is not withdrawn.
So then her motion would be the next one, which was to have half and half the time, 45 minutes on committee things that might arise, and 45 minutes on the executive session.
Right.
That is
correct.
Thank you.
Okay. So. Bob Letter.
Just raise your hand.
Yeah. I guess we can. I'm so used to the phone things. I'm sorry. We don't need a roll call vote on this. All right. All of the people in favor of Lisa's motion to divide the time equally, could you raise your hands?
No, I can't.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I count no, 8 people, 8 nine. Yes. Those opposed to that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So it's
8.
Who was the 8th? Okay, so it's 8 to 8.
Can you count that again?
Okay, let us have the no's once more. Please have your hands up and leave them up.
And keep them up, please.
Will you please keep them up until the vote is over? Okay, those opposed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So
Write it down.
It was 8 to 8.
Did you count the yes?
I don't think so. You want to do the yeses again?
Yes.
Okay,
please.
Let's see everybody count so that everybody can come to a different figure. All right, yes on this motion. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
And Lisa was 9.
Wait. You are voting yes. I'm sorry, I did not see your hand. 9. He voted yes. Okay, so it's 9.
Don, would you please hold it like this next time?
Really? Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, great.
Thank
you.
There you go. So it's 9-8.
Now, you want to count the no's yet again?
Yes.
No, please. May?
Oh, you've changed
your
vote.
You can change your vote before it's announced.
Okay. With the microphone, which way are you voting, Chandra? Okay. Then we don't have to count all over again. I didn't record how you voted the first time.
I'm supporting the motion.
Chandra is changing her vote to support the motion, so I... Okay.
It's 9-7.
No.
9-8.
That would be...
9-7.
That is 9-8.
Could you please just let the secretary do her job?
It's 10-7, then.
I'd appreciate it. Just let her do her job. Thank you.
Chair, would you please take the no vote count again?
Okay. Okay. Well, it passes that we have 45 minutes each.
Oh. And the count is? 9-8 or whatever it is?
That's what we voted on.
Yeah. Move the agenda.
Okay. That's it. The motion passes.
Move the agenda, Mr. Chair.
Give me the actual count of the yeas.
10-7.
Thank you.
Okay, are there any other amendments to the agenda? Mary?
This is not an amendment, but I did have a proposed sort of rules of procedure.
We're going to do that
afterward?
Next.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So if there are no further amendments to the agenda, is there any objection to adopting the agenda as amended?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes?
I have a couple of things that I want to do with the agenda.
Go ahead.
The first one is... I want to give 15 more minutes to John Krigler. I think there's an important issue here. So I'd like to give him from 9:15 to 10 a.m.
From where would you like to withdraw
and those
the 15,
15
minutes?
I'd like to take it out of, let's see here, just
Rick,
1 second.
Take it out of
lunch.
Don't help him.
Take it out of lunch. Take it out of everybody's hide.
Take it out of lunch. Just 15 minutes.
For lunch, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Any further debate on that? Okay, hearing no further debate, is there any objection to for shortening lunch by 15 minutes?
And one more thing is
seeing no objection, that's adopted. Go ahead, sir.
One more thing is 9:45 to 11:45. I think it was Ambrose Lane's motion that he wanted to have internet presence discussion and how well the general managers and program directors of each station plan to implement the internet presence.
That was intended to be under the heading of generally licensing and distribution because it falls under the category of distribution. So that portion of the discussion is intended to fall in that part of the agenda.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Is there anything further? Okay, if there are no further objections, if there's no objection, we'll adopt that agenda as amended. Now on meeting procedure, before Mary has her things, I just want to ask if we can confirm again the procedure on issues to postpone to a definite time or issues to refer items to committee. There was one other the motion. I forget. I'll think of it. But on procedural motions, the chair is allowed to hear two pro and two con, and then move to a vote so we don't spend indefinite time on procedural issues. Is there any objection to continuing that habit? And also with motions to postpone indefinitely, that we will take up to three of each. More at the chair's discretion, but at that point I can call, or whoever's presiding can call the vote. Is there any objection to that? Okay, seeing none, then that's adopted for the meeting. Yes, Mary?
Yes, I would just like to ask if we could adopt as the procedure for this meeting that all motions other than standard procedural motions must be written out by their maker and given to the secretary before being acted upon so that the wording is consistent throughout the consideration of them. And the reason for this is that people say the wording, they change it every time they say their own motion until confusing as to what we are actually going to be deliberating and voting on.
And before anybody seconds that, according to Roberts, the way it can go is that the person states the intent of their motion, and then there can be some discussion to perfect the motion, because what ends up happening is people make little adjustments once they realize it. So what I'd like to suggest is we'll have the person read the motion, discussions as to adjustments, and then before we ask for a second, friendly amendments to it, at that point we'll ask that written form be submitted. And so you know, I've asked that there be a printer at this meeting, and John Almella over there has set up a printer and a computer. Our affiliates director is monopolizing it at this moment, but we can always have whoever's there step aside. So you can go and type that up and get a printed copy in the event that you want to distribute copies to the board. It would be very helpful if you're going to have motions in new business to please use that printer, print it up, and have that to everybody, or anytime you're going to have a complex motion later in the agenda, get that stuff printed up and before us. So
May I just add that we also, if the computer is tied up and someone else is typing their motion, we do have the old-time yellow cards, and they're right there, and you can write your motion out on that and then type it when you can get to the computer, so we can all have those in writing.
Okay. Any objection to proceeding as Mary suggested? So that's adopted for the meeting procedure. Any other motions on procedure for the meeting? Okay, hearing none, then the next item on the agenda is public comment. We have a half an hour. I don't know that we circulated a sign-up sheet, but I don't think we have more people than can speak. So who would like to speak in public comment? Jabari? Then John? Two minutes? We'll come back for more if we have more time.
Hi, my name is Jabari Zakia. Some of you know me. I used to be on the Interim Pacifica National Board from 2000 to 2003. I'm from D.C. I used to be on the LSB here. It was the LAB, Local Advisory Board, back then before it became the LSB. I'll try to make my comments succinct and try to get to points so that they can be actually action items. First of all, on the hearing for Gonzalez yesterday, one of the things that I really would like to see is the diversity of different voices. I would love to have seen or heard a socialist or somebody from the Green Party, Libertarian, not just the standard quo Democrat, Republican type of mentality. Even though the people might not be themselves Democrat mentality, but from a different total perspective of what's going on. Also, it was noticed keeping people in the loop. I think one of the ways that you can do that is utilize the internet. You put up wikis and forums, use text messaging. There's a lot of ways to technically keep people in the loop, to keep communication open and accessible. Also, very important, it was raised before, when I was on the board, I was the treasurer, I was this need about money. I think this needs to be a serious discussion on creating alternative ways of creating alternative revenue from a for-profit point of view. Just because you're a nonprofit organization doesn't mean that you're precluded from having a for-profit entity that can generate some revenue that will be spread into the other operating entities. Also, I heard talk about using MP3s and stuff. I would encourage you to use alternative open source standards like AUG and FLAC for audio codecs that aren't patent encumbered. Microsoft just lost a $1.something billion patent infringement suit for using MP3s. You don't need to go down that route. One of the things that is really, that I was really interested in is that the community networking and community inputting into the programming, and also not just programming, but it was a comment I made, if you need something, just ask for it. One of the things that really perplexes me is that we don't ask for what you want. And I think, particularly in an area like Washington, where you have all these government agencies producing surplus equipment, you can get virtually a lot of stuff eBay, you can get a lot of stuff offline, people just throwing stuff off there. We're not really investigating all the alternative means of resource allocations that are readily available via the net and other substitute and alternative methods. Also, one of the things that was really hit DC hard was when the DC Radio Co-op was taken out, the vitality and the ingenuity of and different ideas. I think if we're going to really be a community radio station, we should really act like a community radio network. One of the things that I tried to do before coming to the meeting was try to see a schedule of the meeting of the board. I went to the Pacifica.org site. There's no meeting scheduled on the board. There wasn't even no schedule of when the meeting was supposed to take place. There's no schedule of what the meeting is here. There's no copies of anything for people in the community to get information on what's happening at the board. And last thing, three words I would like to just inject that I think people should, the board should take away with transparency, responsibility, and accountability, which is subsumed in a lot of the comments and a lot of sentiments that I heard that the board and the network should operate in a more transparent way. I don't see financial reports. I don't know what's happening, virtually speaking. I don't know what's going on in the network or the station very much until the day of or the week of. Responsibility, if you want things to get done, people should be given the responsibility to do it. And they should be clear on what they need to do, but then you say, okay, you do it, you give them a timetable, you give them the resources or allow them to get the resources, and you hold them, finally, accountable. If they don't do it, then this whole thing about you keep coming back and nothing gets done has got to end.
The world is
going on, and I just would just end with that. I have a lot of stuff, but if I have more time, that's it.
Thanks. Anybody else like to speak? John?
There we go. I'm John Riley. I'm from WBAI in New York, and I'm a programmer there for with the gay collective, the Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Collective. And I'm here just to say I think that it's really important that you continue to struggle with all the issues around high-definition radio, because I think it is going to be the wave of the future. And I think it can be very helpful in terms of getting more communities involved in creating programming for the network. And I think that one of the things would be great about high-definition radio is that you could have your whole public affairs track on, like, the main channel, and you could have music and alternative programming on secondary track. You could even have, like, a national track for national programming. So it could be sort of an alternative to satellite radio. Let's see, one other thing. In New York City, WNYC, the public radio station there, has all three HD channels occupied. They've got solely classical music channel on their secondary band, and on their tertiary band, they have rebroadcasted their AM signal, which is much better than their actual AM channel. And then finally, I think we can't forget that there are analog sidebands and that there are a large number of ethnic communities that are using them, like everything from, like, there's two Haitian sideband channels in New York City. There's a Spanish sideband, Polish, Russian, etc. There's a lot of these sideband radios out there. I think we should seriously consider simulcasting whatever HD channels we have on our unoccupied sidebands. I know sidebands, analog sidebands, can generate radio, but in New York right now, only one of them is, and the other is completely open. And this could bring you know, HD content, not the sound quality, because it's not as good as regular FM, it's more like AM, but it could bring it to many more people, and there is an audience out there. So, anyway, thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else like to speak? And your name is?
I forget. Not required. Okay, I only have a few short points. So it's a good thing we have 20 minutes left. Jabari and I are just going to keep taking turns. A few things. A friend of mine suggested that we get a T-shirt made called The New Face of Pacifica, and we can just use Mount Rushmore because every new hire at Pacifica turns out to be a white male. So I want to ask some questions about our hiring policies. An opening comes up and someone hires a friend, and that friend, before we know it, is the successful candidate at the end of a search process that we don't hear much about. So that's a little troubling. I know there are two more openings. Well, I hear there should be two more openings. They may have been filled already. Who knows? There's supposed to be a technical assistant being hired somewhere, I think, for the website. There's supposed to be an affiliates assistant being hired. So I hope that those things really get posted to the station's websites, get posted to the staff listservs, gets posted to the real world where there are people of color who have qualifications, and that the search process is open, transparent. You know, people throw those words around in Pacifica all the time. They mean less than nothing at this point when it comes to what actually happens when funds are available to pay someone for work. We still have some questions about the national election show. There was supposed to be a report about the diversity of the people participating in that. That was several thousands of dollars. I have seen no report. I'm on the programming committee. I'm assuming that at least that information would be sent to us whenever it's finally produced. I have questions about how decisions are made about who produces and hosts national programs, about how technicians are hired. The last time we were in D.C., we had two white guys streaming. Right now, we have one white guy and one woman of color, and that's a great thing. She's from New York. I won't name her. But she's also the person who was paid when we were doing the national elections show. And there was no notice anywhere that I saw, and I actually look around for notices, that such an opening was available. So how that person was selected for that paid position and is now here, I assume on a paid basis, since technicians are paid at these meetings, I don't know. And it's not about the individual, it's about the process. The FCC policy as it currently stands sucks. I think you've all received a letter from the unpaid staff at WBAI looking at the shortcomings, the things. In fact, it goes even further than the FCC in terms of shutting people down in terms of what can be said. It suggests that when you actually censure a broadcast, you shouldn't even alert the audience that it has been censured. Simply pluck that word out completely. Don't bleep it. Don't flip it. You know. So Pacifica has a reputation. Well, it has the other reputation, too. But it has a reputation for sort of, you know, being in a position to make challenge, to support challenge, to encourage and allow its broadcasters to challenge the system. So to see a board then approve policies that come through national, through the GMs without any input from the staff. And I'm glad that it's currently being reviewed, but I would actually say that as it presently stands, it shouldn't even be enforced. It is so flawed, including this whole idea about group punishment for one individual's conduct.
That's time, but I think there'll be more after we ask again. Would anybody else like to speak? Hang on. Anybody who hasn't spoken want to speak? All right, round two.
No, Dad, it's not like that.
Huh? Oh, I wasn't saying that. I meant round like in.
I forgot the indecency policy. I went to the LSB meeting at PFW this past Thursday for the first time since maybe August or something. And I heard about this indecency policy. And I was just wondering, you know, how many flip-flops Lou Hill would have been doing if he had heard that the board was voluntarily censoring its own self before anything actually occurred. And I'm totally opposed to it. I heard there was going to be a 7-second delay. And when I was listening to the hearings yesterday on Gonzalez, in Washington, C-SPAN and PFW are right next to each other. So I was going back and forth, and it was kind of nice to know that PFW's feed didn't have the 7-second delay, and I could actually hear what they were saying in real time, and then I could hear it again on C-SPAN. So
C-SPAN has a 14-second delay.
Right, I heard it again. Okay, but the point is Serene was saying, there used to be a time when Pacifica stood for something. And I think it's losing that ancestral history of why this thing was put into place in the first place. You know, sometimes you got to say, no, I'll crash this thing instead of changing it, because to change it means it's not worth having in the first place. And These neocons have been to the will of the neocons before they even sue you, just on the suspicion that you might, or the chance that you might incur some fate that would be attacking your license or fines or whatever you think it is. It's just like not the Pacifica that I and many other people fought to take back, and went through all those times and got the daggers put in your back and everything to get to this point where now you're comfortable and you just do it to yourself. So, and let me tell you how it affects D.C. On D.C., they have a community comment show, comes on at 9 o'clock. People call in, it's a half-hour show. And usually the station manager, Ron, is on it. Before he comes on the show, and I raise this issue at the LSB, he makes the comments, please, no profanity, no cursing, you know, and I'm like, here we are. We are adults. I don't hear them make those statements on C-SPAN or NPR or any other station. But the condescending nature of why you even think you would have to make that statement to your community, who you on one hand think they're smart enough to donate money to you, but on the other hand you think they're too stupid to know what to say that doesn't affect you, is just the dichotomy that is driving the mentality of particularly Washington, D.C. So I'm really against the indecency program. I think there are times where you stand for something and you make the other people bend to your will. You don't bend to their will. You got a whole radio network. You can do a lot of havoc with that radio network if you had the intent to do it and make them wish they didn't try to put you out of business. So we've lost a lot. And my last thing is, we could learn a lot from other stations and other movements. I think we've become too complacent. The will to do things determine what you will do. The lack of vision is what predicates the lack of action. The divinity, the details are in the divinity. The divinity is in the details of what you want to do, but we're not willing to go out and be far-reaching thinkers, to transfer and to metamorphize from the caterpillar to the butterfly. And the caterpillar has no hope, no vision of what it would be like to be a butterfly, to be able to fly, because it has to go through that transition and become something different. Pacifica needs to go through that transition. We're going through different politics, different technology, different times, different people. We need to do that metamorphosis and not be afraid to fly and be tethered to the ground, because that's the way we've always done it. Thank you. Yeah.
Does the unnamed speaker who spoke earlier want to continue?
Okay, a couple more things. I think about 2 years ago I asked that... Oh, is this better?
Yes.
Okay, about 2 years ago I asked that the Finance Committee, the Personnel Committee, someone look into what's happening with people's pensions. Most of the staff at the stations are on the other side of 45, many well on the other side of 45. So am I. It's not a discriminatory comment. Where are the people's pensions? Do they know what they have? Do they know where it's being invested? Do they have access to updates about the status of their pensions? Okay, some of these folks, they deserve that. Every worker deserves that. So please get on that yesterday. I'd like to get some information about the cost, not just of these meetings, but the cost of all those conference calls, the ones that have quorum, the ones that don't. Because when we look to revising the bylaws, we should also look to the cost of governance in dollars. We know that emotionally it's hell. On the subject of the SCAs, we'd like to...
Can I get an amen?
Huh?
Can I get an amen on that last...
We'd like to have the SCA funds credited to us as towards our central services costs, the same double tithe that National Office currently gets. But as things stand now, all SCA monies, as I understand, goes to the National Office. And I don't quite get that since the maintenance has to be done locally. I think Jabari might have mentioned there are no agendas available for those of us, the plebs, the ordinary people who are here to watch you guys perform. It would be good if we could have them by tomorrow. I'm concerned that the public comment was scheduled for 5:10 in the agenda, which sort of cuts out people who work 9 to 5 in D.C. That's really problematic. I know you have some event later that everyone wants to go to, and I appreciate the efforts of the host community to, give us something great. But public comment, and as far as I know, there are a number of people in this area who have a lot to say, is an important part of the meeting. It's the one time for, a year and a quarter or a year and a half when people actually get to look in the eye the people who make the policies that our stations are operated under. I want you guys to work, guys and gals, to work really hard on getting rid of the term volunteers when you're talking about the unpaid staff. Volunteers are people who come in during fundraising drives to answer the phone. People who do weekly programs or monthly programs or bi-monthly programs and spend hours and hours each week preparing, reading the material that's current, planning their music shows, doing interviews, editing and recording are not people who are to be described as, quote, volunteers. They're unpaid, but they are staff. So it would eliminate a lot of confusion, but more importantly, it would show a lot of respect for the time that's put in. I'm winding down. The PNB committee meeting schedule would be really helpful if meetings weren't scheduled on the same nights. So maybe y'all can find some way to work that out. There are a few committees, I think, that have such pressing business that they necessarily need to schedule their meetings. And the notice of meetings, as far as Pacifica.org stands, and I know that Pete has been sort of multitasking and doing things to help at various places, including in New York, where our website is under development. There's got to be better notice about what committees are meeting, where you can hear the stream. You've got to be able to access the stream. Those people who are insiders know about kpftx.org. But if you don't know about that, you go to your station's website or you go to the Pacifica website. There's nothing there, okay? That's a problem. And the last thing in this round is that...
These are rounds. We're all friends here.
We are not required to like each other, which is a good thing because many of us don't, and that's fine, because we're also not required to go home together. But we do need to exercise mutual respect, both on each board, on each committee, and from the governing boards, to the staff who actually do the work, okay? I can't tell you, we're a peace and justice organization. Peace and social transformation. We are so lousy at what we preach. If I won't recount the examples that are freshest in my mind. I'm sure everyone has their own painful tale. But that respect thing, maybe we just need to play Aretha every morning on every station to start the broadcast day or something. But you all need to get that right. You're the governing board. Even if you don't feel that you're well-liked, understood, respected, it's important that you set the tone. That's it for now.
Now, we've been invited by the local station board who have organized an event for us at the Smithsonian. There is, I see, a flyer that's been distributed, and one of the board members wanted to make a statement about something relevant to the Smithsonian, so now's the appropriate time, Chandra. And then just so you know, I believe, is Zarina here? Who knows about the transportation? Because it was supposed to be ready for us at 5:45. Jim? Okay. They're not here yet? Great, so we're cool, because everybody needs to go up and wash their eyes out and whatnot. So, Chandra?
What time?
Well, basically, we're due out there 5 minutes ago, but they're not here yet, so I think 6 o'clock is reasonable. So as soon as we finish this, yeah, we were supposed to be out there 5 minutes ago, but we're not. So go ahead.
When I was at the Smithsonian yesterday, when I came out, there was an informational picket, and I got this flyer. They were not asking people to boycott, and this is for information, but I wanted to pass this along because I just wanted people to know about it. And it's just for information, and maybe this is something the local station board would want to take action on.
Okay.
So it's just for information.
So with that,
this is Ray.
Yep.
I'm concerned about this because if there's some anti-union action, I don't want to patron, you know, to go to an institution services that has such an attitude. So I don't know what we can do. Maybe we can express some concern about the issues when we get there. I just have one concern about the flyer. It doesn't seem there's no phone number. There's no union bug. So.
It's,
this legitimate though?
This is all the literature they had.
And
they're immigrant laborers. They're non, you know, they don't have a formal organizing structure. But, you know, they are being discriminated against, and this is what's happened to them, so I'm just passing it along.
I just want to say I feel that we also need to be sensitive to not all of us live in this town, and our hosts have organized this, so our conduct at this event may reflect on them. So I'd like the group that organized it, the WPFWLSB, to be the ones that leads anything that we decide to do since it's
okay,
their community.
That's what I just suggested.
I really appreciate Chandra bringing this to our attention. I'd like to point out that we don't know if the Smithsonian even knew about this, if it's true, or any of this stuff. But what we do know is that one of our own radio stations has no union representation. And what we should know, and I think a lot of you know this now, is that at that station, full-time positions that were previously full-time with benefits are being cut into 3 part-time jobs for 1 job. So this is in our own network, and so I'd like the board to know about that.
Okay. AC?
I just wanted to say that we do honor the rules of labor. We do support our solidarity with that, but as you note, this has no write-ins. I don't know who wrote this, and certainly we didn't know about it. So if we had have known about it, we would have had to check on it before we got there. So.
Okay, and speaking of getting there, that's what we're supposed to do now. So the meeting's adjourned, or we'll reconvene at 9 a.m. tomorrow. Please be here right on time.
Before we end, I'd like to move that again, AC, if we have to check the legitimacy of this action, that's fine with me. I'd like to do even retroactively that the chair of this board send a note to the Smithsonian saying that we visited their local, we appreciate all the great work they do, we're aware of the fact that there's some union issues that seem to be abusive as claimed by the union, and that we express concern that...
Can I ask a question whether, since you're saying after the fact, saying we visited in retrospect, could we deal with this in new business, and I'd be happy to do that on Sunday? Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Jim is telling us that the bus is here, so you can go up to your room for a couple minutes and then please be down. The program is supposed to start right around now, so...
Can we do it
please rush. Well, there was some confidential material. John, Almela, will this room be locked? Okay, but when it is opened in the morning, it's opened into public session. So any confidential materials you should take with you.